This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. New Zealand police on Thursday arrested more than 50 people and began forcefully removing hundreds of protesters camped outside its parliament building for the last 3 days to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates and tough coronavirus restrictions. Inspired by truckers' demonstrations in Canada, several thousand protesters this week blocked streets near the Parliament building in Wellington with trucks, cars, and motorcycles. A country of 5 million people, New Zealand has reported just over 18,000 confirmed cases and just 53 deaths since the pandemic began. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Thursday told the protesters to, quote, move on, saying they are not a reflection of what the majority in the country feels. Satellite photos show hundreds of people in formation at a training ground in North Korea's capital and a possible sign the country is preparing for a military parade amid heightened animosities over its recent missile tests. The 38 North website, which specializes in North Korea studies, said Wednesday the imagery taken on February 5th of a military training ground in Pyongyang, where rehearsal for most past military parades occurred, are likely signals of forthcoming parade. North Korea often marks important anniversaries with parades and other displays. The 38 North website noted several upcoming occasions, such as next week's 80th birthday of Kim Jong-il, the late father of current leader Kim Jong-un, and April's 110th birthday of Kim Il-sung, the grandfather of Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke on Wednesday with the defense ministers of South Korea and Japan about the threats posed by North Korea after missile launches by Pyongyang. International tension has been rising over a series of North Korean ballistic missile tests, actions long banned by the U.N. Security Council. January was a record month of such tests, with at least 7 launches, including a new type of hypersonic missile able to maneuver at high speed. This is VOA News. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Wednesday repeated warnings made earlier by U.S. President Joe Biden that Americans in Ukraine should leave the country. Psaki said the State Department had assessed in October that around 6,600 Americans were in the country at that time. U.S. officials say that with more than 100,000 Russian troops nearing Ukraine's eastern and northern borders, the threat of a Russian invasion is more serious than others have come and gone during the years of fighting between the Russian-backed rebels and Ukrainian forces. President Joe Biden, it says, it would be wise for Americans other than essential diplomats to leave Ukraine and has ordered the deployment of 1,700 troops to neighboring Poland. Tunisian President Kais Saied will change the Supreme Judicial Council but not abolish it, the justice minister said on Wednesday, days after the president stated his plan to dissolve the body met intense criticism, including from Western donors whose help is needed to avert a crisis in public finances. The president said later in the day, however, that he rejected foreign interference following widespread criticism after he announced plans on Sunday to dissolve the body that guarantees judicial independence. Tunisia's justice minister said on television that Saied would maintain the council as a constitutional institution, but change the law regulating it and set up a temporary judicial authority in the meantime. Critics, which also include judges, rights groups, and opposition parties, said abolishing the council would undermine judicial independence and could help Saied cement one-man rule after his suspension of parliament and seizure of broad powers last year, which critics call a coup. The UN's top court on Wednesday ordered Uganda to pay the Democratic Republic of Congo $325 million over a brutal war 2 decades ago, just a fraction of what it demanded. The ruling by the International Court of Justice comes as a blow to the Democratic Republic of Congo after it sought a massive $11 billion in reparations over the devastating conflict that lasted from 1998 to 2003. Judges said it had failed to prove its African neighbor was directly responsible for any more than 15,000 of the hundreds of thousands of people believed to have died in that war. For VOA, reporting via remote, I am Richard Green for VOA News.